Blog Talk Radio.
We're in a full moon vibration. The fullness of the hip, of the womb being, of the feminine, of the sacred portal, vibration of life, of the people of the earth. Full, lush, succulent. Strong, radiant, the moon shines upon us as it sits, as she sits in the sky. And lets her rays of potency enter into our vibration as she has gathered her fullness together. So that we may see her in all her glory. The moon is not hiding out in any of her quarters, other quarters. She has come to the full presentation and exaltation that we, if we choose, and if we don't choose, because she affects us anyway, to receive the stimulation. Moonbeams shine upon our heads and through our windows, which can be thought of as our eyes, as our crown chakra, as all of our chakras, taking in the light of the moon. The moon is so powerful right now And from what I've been told, the moon is in Venus and Jupiter. This is a very auspicious time in terms of love and prosperity, fortune. Good fortune in love, it's a good time to focus on that. Now, what type of love might you be looking for? You've heard that statement and or song, looking for love in all the wrong places. Well, let's look for love in the right places right now. Love, love me true. You know I love you. If no one else does, you always have you. Always have you. You are your greatest love. The greatest love of all. To you, from you. I'm going to take us into the full moon meditation. And I get a strong sense we're going to be revealing to ourselves some ancient scrolls. We'll see what we are to see as we focus on the light of the moon shining upon our beautiful crown. A beautiful crown chakra. A beautiful crown that we wear. Some think of it as our hair. Speak of it as our hair. The crown of wisdom. The crown of glory. As we are focusing on our breath, breathing in and out deep as possible, in through your nose, out through your mouth, or in and out through your mouth, whatever feels most comfortable for you, but deep as possible. Allowing the energy of the moon to come through you, all aspects of you, seeing the different quarters of yourself, the different pieces of yourself. The first quarter, the second quarter, the third quarter, the fourth quarter. Ultimately, creating that circular vibration of the moon to its fullness, going in and out like our breath, breathing in and out like our stomach, breathing in and out, small, big. Small, big, the moon energy. The moon energy is with us now. And as we sit upon the pillows that have been prepared for you in the Goddess Temple Palace. Each one, an individual, and unique for the person sitting upon it. It is filled with magical stones, herbs, potions, textiles, and if there's the scrolls I knew were coming. Each of you that has entered into the Goddess Temple Palace on this full moon has been given a pillow to sit upon. It is a gift that you may leave with when you go. And contained within is the magic for you to have a greater love for yourself, a more abundant love for yourself, so that you can attract external love that can lead to internal love with other human beings. Inside of your pillow are the scrolls, which I want you to take out, but you don't have to rip your pillow open, because there's a zipper on the side that you just unzip. And the scroll is right there for you to take it out and read the affirmations that the moon has brought to you today. She has also placed a magic mirror in the vibration. And the magic mirror is the water that she affects so powerfully, the tides coming and going, flowing, the waves high and low, as the emotions that we feel in the embodiment of the feminine, of the womb being. You are to read the scroll for yourself. For as your pillows, each is unique unto itself, so is the message contained within your scroll. Again, the focus is on fortune and love. The planets, Jupiter and Venus, spending time with Mother Moon today, shining her light through our crown into our intellect, through our body temple, shining through the windows of our eyes, down through the passageway of the throat into the heart vibration. For me, she is giving me bolts of fabric, multicolored fabric, colors I have yet to see, but that I have within me to bring forward. That as I work again with the fabric and the colors in this way, a new, renewed pattern of love of myself is coming again my way. For me to make sure that I knot the ends of my threads so that they will not unravel. That every stitch on the fabric, be it done by solely by my hand or by my machine, songs of the moon are to be sung and chanted and listened to. You are welcome to experience my journey with me in harmony with your own. Or just sit upon your throne, pillow, magic, and behold the love you have for yourself. Behold yourself in the oceans of time as you see your reflection and how it shines from the light of the moon, that you can see who you are and who you will be. The fabric of my life for me to see. I hope you enjoyed this journey with me. I'm going to play some music, and then I will open the phone line. I'm back. Something I've noticed coming back to Blog Talk during this vibration, that as I am getting into my flow, that I'm coughing more. Something's happening. There's a different kind of energy. I clearly need more water. But anyway, I'm going to go to the phone line 412 and see if there's something that I may be able to do to assist you.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Good.
Yeah, my name is Jan.
Hi, Jan.
Hi.
What might I try to do to assist you?
Yes. Sometimes I have high anxiety because of different issues in my life. Sometimes it's toxic people and just situations, but I just wanted to, I need to feel more peace, I think, which I'm, you know, starting to. And mainly that's it.
Did you happen to participate in the meditation that I just shared with
yes.
you?
Yes.
It
was very relaxing.
Well, there you have it. Did you get any information, any feelings that you would like to share with us?
Well, I kind of came in the middle, but I felt more peace and more just relaxation and to surrender. And also the sounds really appealed to me because I'm a songwriter and singer. So that I felt, you know, like a strong vibration from that particular sounds. I really love that. And that's about it right now.
That's quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
To me, what you have done is given yourself a solution to your anxiety. Meditation
uh-huh.
is a good place for you to begin. It will help
uh-huh.
relax you. And just taking what was given today, you can download it and go from there and evolve on that. Focusing on your own music
uh-huh.
would be really, really important for you to do.
Uh-huh.
Because when you are in a creative vibration, it's very healing. Not just you, but anyone that's in a conscious creative vibration. I also see that you would benefit by spending more time alone in terms of the toxic people. Just by learning to spend more time with yourself and getting into your music, getting into that flow of your music. And you are also not only going to do music, but you're going to, as you're creating music, you're going to start movement with your body, start moving and feeling your music in a different kind of way, and dancing around your home and having a different tempo, a different feeling coming to your music. You spoke about the music that was played. Those are bowls. Those are crystal bowls. So you can look for that kind of music on the internet, and you will find quite a bit of variations that you can bring into your own vibration. And this will also enhance your new direction with your music. Anxiety
uh-huh.
is... Anxiety is a practice that you have developed.
Uh-huh.
So I would recommend telling yourself, I welcome in peace. I welcome in joy. I welcome in happiness. I welcome in relaxation. And as you begin to do that and take that image, whatever image came to you from the water, the ocean waters that was brought forward from the energy of the moon, and today would be a very good day to do it
okay.
on your own, and seeing your reflection as you're saying these affirmations to yourself, and begin to make that more of a practice opposed to practicing anxiety, because we people, let me take a sip again of some water.
Sure.
We people have been programmed to develop habits, be they good or bad, and that's what anxiety has become for you, a habit that can
mm-hmm.
easily, in this time that we are in, be overcome if you will just apply yourself and refocus yourself. The toxic people, leave them.
Uh-huh.
Leave them.
Okay.
If they're not good for you, if you're not feeling good about it, leave them. And if it happens to be around finances, if it happens to be
yes.
around romance, then begin to know that there are other opportunities for you, because this is a multifaceted world that we live in, and the possibility of other things coming forward for you is great. If you will let go, when you let go of one thing, you close the door and another door will open.
Uh-huh.
I feel good about you working with your music. I feel good about you relieving and being willing to let go of your anxiety.
Uh-huh.
And I see for you a smile upon your face. And
uh-huh.
I feel good things coming for you if you apply yourself.
Uh-huh. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And I try to be a pretty positive person, and I am. And when negativity comes in, I just try to, you know, get it out of my mind right away. But it really is a lot when these people come around, because it's funny you said a smile on my face, because I was smiling right now. And also, I bought a big smile balloon for my friend who was in a hospital. He just got home. And he's a good friend and kind, but it's his family that lives with him, his ex-wife and two sons, that they're on off and on of drugs, and then sometimes, well, they're bipolar, so, you know, it's always, oh, we need money, and then if I don't give it to them, they start, oh, you're no good, and just threatening me and just being goofy, you know.
Well, it's clear to me you need to see him in a different environment.
Yes,
and
yes.
When he's around them, you know, wish him well, send him good energy and all of that. But
uh-huh.
Those people, it's making me feel not good hearing that situation. And send, you know, wish them well, wish them the best. But they're toxic, like you said, and it's not to your benefit to be in their environment. Welcome him into your world. Welcome him into your vibration when you're creating music. Let him play a percussion for you.
Okay.
You know, let him chant with you, and you all raise up the vibration so that when he goes back into that vibration, he is stronger. But also wish for him a better environment as well.
Absolutely, yes. He just had a triple bypass. He had a lot of stress in the house, and it was the VA hospital kept telling him, oh, take Tums, it's just indigestion. But when he went to a regular hospital that they rushed him to, UPMC, which is a much better hospital, they found out he had a massive heart attack. And he's 67, I'm 64, so we're up there in age, but now he's, you know, the family, I guess, is going to be taking care of him. But I do just talk with him, and we have a real nice talk. He's also a singer, and he was a disc jockey, so we have a lot of humor and peaceful. I think, too, he sounds so much more relaxed now because they're not stressing him as much, wanting money from him, and just, if they, you know, they're very controlling, and they backed off, which I think is helpful for everyone, so... But, oh, I always wish I forgive everyone, and I, you know, I wish only the best for everyone, but what you're saying is correct. In a different environment, like when he'd come over and we'd just go grocery shopping or whatever, we just had the best time, and it was calming. But, yeah, I think they're part of my anxiety that I react to it, and it reminds me a lot of, I had some childhood issues. My mom was schizophrenic and was very always attacking me and doing stuff. So I think when they started acting goofy, it reminds me of that. However, I am working with a lot of people, helping teenagers who are aging out of the foster system. I could understand what they're going through. So I'm, you know, learning lessons from it. But, what you're saying is very, very true. Answer my music. I do feel more relaxed, and a lot of my music is written inspirational music, so that's helpful, because I might even be able to share it with other people later.
You will be able to. I know that you will. If you will, I know that is going to come very easy for you.
Uh-huh.
I thank you for calling.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Do come back. I come on
Will.
Randomly. Look for me, the Goddess Temple Palace. Follow me on Blog Talk. So, although half the time, most of the time, I don't even send out a thing. But if you're following me, you'll get a message. You can connect with
okay.
me on Facebook. I am Opulence, OPULENCE. Raw, RA, and then Enter, NTR. But do, you know, look for me, and I'll be around on a pretty regular basis. And I'm happy that you feel better. And I know that it's there for you to have a much more peaceful life if you
yes.
just change, change, make some adjustments.
Okay, well, thanks again, and best wishes to you.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Thank
Bye.
You. Peace.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.